more money for the Great Lakes if Congress gives the okay. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. President Obama is asking for $300 million for the Great Lakes in his 2014 budget. That money would go to the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. It's a huge project to clean up pollution, fight invasive species, and restore habitat. Chad Lord is the policy director for the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition. He says there's been a lot of progress over the last 4 years.
All of these results are coming from the investments in new wetlands, buffer strips along rivers, cleaning up toxic sediments in areas around Detroit.
Lord says you never know what Congress will do, but he says Great Lakes restoration funding has had strong bipartisan support, and he thinks that'll continue.
In a time of, you know, more acrimonious kind of budget debates, this is an initiative that has kind of risen above that.
37 members of the U.S. House from both sides of the aisle are asking fellow lawmakers to fund the restoration program at $300 million. It's been funded at that level for the past several years. But the president's budget also includes big cuts to other programs. The Clean Water State Revolving Fund gives loans to towns and cities to upgrade their sewer systems.
It's quite clear that part of Great Lakes restoration must include ongoing investments in separating combined sewers, which lead to sewer overflows and closed beaches.
The Great Lakes states stand to get $135 million less for this revolving fund than they did in 2012. This is the Environment Report. For the first time in nearly a half century, people will be encouraged to fish along a portion of the Red Cedar River as it winds its way through the Michigan State University campus. Steve Carmody reports from East Lansing.
At a ceremony near the campus's western edge, MSU dignitaries, including Sparty, took turns dumping buckets of steelhead trout into the meandering Red Cedar River. The plan is for fishermen to start casting their lines in hopes of catching the sport fish. That's a big change. Scott Hansu is a fisheries management biologist with the Southern Lake Michigan Management Unit of the Department of Natural Resources. He says since the 1960s, the Red Cedar River was not a good place to fish.
In the past, it suffered water quality issues. It's primarily an agricultural drainage, and it suffered a lot from non-point source runoff. Since the enactment of the Clean Water Act, the river's cleaned up dramatically. It supports a very good, diverse fishery now.
Last December, the MSU Board of Trustees agreed to reopen a section of the Red Cedar to fishermen. The river had been closed because the MSU campus is considered a preserve, so off-limits to hunting and fishing. Trustee Diane Byram says the river will not only serve as a place to catch fish, she says it will also become a kind of learning laboratory for MSU students.
Not only the socioeconomic areas of fishing in public areas, but they're also studying water quality, the different species, habitat changes. So there's all kinds of things that we can do.
If you're hoping to catch one of the steelhead, the DNR's Scott Hansu says the fish dumped in the Red Cedar River this week won't stick around too long.
They'll swim downstream to Lake Michigan, and a few will come back next year, but the majority will be back in 2 to 3 years, and they'll be back at about 3 to 5 pounds.
The DNR plans to continue stocking the Red Cedar River on the MSU campus for the next 5 years. This year, the state plans to stock state rivers and streams with 19.5 million fish. For the Environment Report, I'm Steve Carmody.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.